For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The center of the Dallas Cowboys, the mighty Travis Frederick, live from the Star. How we doing, Travis? Oh, here's your intro.
It's like going into Wisconsin.
Well, I got the kicked out of me in Wisconsin once. Forget it.
Snap count on my mind, Romo hand on my butt. Yeah. I'm the center, and that's what's up.
Yeah.
I touch the ball on every play. And if you see me coming at you, it's time to pray. I got a big beard and a real mean streak. In the bedroom, I'm a super freak. I once ate a whole honey-baked ham. Ask a DT who the f*** I am. My name is Frederick. Yeah, Travis Frederick. My name is Frederick. Yeah. Travis Frederick.
All right, sorry about the false start. Thank you, Dr. Pepper. Thank you, Miller Lite. How you doing today, Travis?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Doing great. Obviously, today feels a lot better than this day last week. And one of the things we talked about towards the end of last week was the comments of Doug Peterson, what Tank said. Was there something extra? Was there bulletin board firing up? Did any of that play an impact into how you guys played this week?
I think that individually, each player takes those things differently. But I think in general as a team, you know, we try not to provide bulletin board material. And two, we just try not to pay attention to that stuff. All of the extraneous things that you see on the outside are things that can distract you from the real goal there, and that's being focused and being prepared to go out and perform the game plan.
So I believe going into the game, the Eagles were the number two run defense in the league, one of the better run defenses in the league. You guys were able to run the ball 189 yards on the ground. How were you guys able to be so successful in that regard, in your opinion?
You know, I think there was a lot of different things that we did. We switched it up from some of the things that we had previously been doing. And obviously, Zeke and Tony ran exceptionally well. And you get Tavon involved in the running game as well. That's a lot of fun. I think overall, it was just a really well-balanced game. And we were able to start fast. We had great help from the defense early on with those two turnovers really early. And that really sets the tone for the rest of the game.
You know, Travis, we talked to you last week before this kind of became a story, and it's not pulling back the curtain because Zeke commented on it publicly, but he quote-unquote left some yards on the field last week when he was trailing you and maybe wasn't as patient as he could have been or anything. But I was real curious about the conversation that may have gone on the field, just on a bigger scope. How often are you guys talking about plays right after they happen?
We often, almost every play will quick make an adjustment, or if there was something that happened, talk to each other and communicate about that. Usually more so between the offensive line and other offensive linemen, you know, if the fit wasn't perfect, or hey, that's exactly how we want to do that the next time it comes up. Those are quick quips that we get done immediately. Quick quips. And that helps us to adjust that if there's something that happens within the drive that comes up again, we can adjust to that. And then obviously when you go off to the sideline, we're adjusting with the coaches and with the other position groups and things like that. But I think that's one of the things that helps our offensive line be successful is that we are able to make those adjustments between each other before we get to the sideline.
After a big win like this where you run the ball so well against a good run defense, do you expect your MAD rating to go up a little bit?
You know, that's just not something that crossed my mind.
Come on, be honest.
Come on. You've texted us about it.
I don't know exactly how that works. I don't imagine that they make adjustments after every single game. I feel like that would be an overreaction. You guys generally overreact to losses, and you generally overreact to a win. You know, I think you have to see things in the bigger picture.
Travis, night game, so game ends about 10:30.
Yeah.
You guys, your locker room, media availability.
Confirmed.
What time do you get home, turn your mind off, actually go to sleep? Well, the adrenaline's got to still be pumping at night, right?
Yeah, the night games are tough to get to sleep. I know some guys that really, really struggle to go to sleep. I got home about midnight. I probably could have got done a little bit earlier than that, but oftentimes we'll kind of sit and relax a little bit at the stadium just to let some of the traffic pass and stuff like that. I got home about midnight, and I think I was probably asleep by 1:30 or so, 1:30 or 2. And then, up in the morning, getting ready to come back in, talk to you guys, which is, you know, the greatest start to the day you could ever imagine.
Yeah. Huge.
And then, get in and get some film and get a lift.
So we were playing audio earlier from the fan base in Philly on the Whip, and you know the deal. It's ride or die, end of the world, greatest team ever. You go back and forth and all that kind of stuff. But they're talking about the team, quote-unquote, quitting, and that's not fair. But sometimes you're in games and you're like, man, this is not as much resistance as we thought we were going to meet. Did they feel like most of the Philly teams you've played, or were they, I mean, they have injuries. Did they feel compromised at all last night?
I don't think so. You know, to me, I think they felt like Philly. And, you know, you go into those games and you expect a physical battle throughout. You know, nothing's going to come easy against a team like that, especially in a game with so much on the line. So we definitely felt their intensity early and felt it in the second half as well. So normally, if a team's going to give up or I don't want to say give up, but if a team slows down, you'll feel that by the time the second half gets rolling. And we didn't feel that at all. So it was going to be a tough game all the way through.
So I was at the game last night, and I was able to notice things I don't typically notice or things I haven't seen on TV. And one of the things is, well, first of all, people don't understand what a good athlete you are because, before the game, running down footballs and stuff like that. But I think that was on showcase. I didn't even realize you were on the field goal team, and you're one of the edge wedge blockers, and it's you and Witten, right? Have you always done that?
I have graduated. I started on the inside. So I used to be the guard. I used to be right next to the long snapper and have since graduated out to the wing position, which is slightly less physical, but a little bit more technical.
It's really impressive because it's basically two elite athletes, you on one side, Witten on the other side. Which one of you guys is better at that?
Well, it depends on the situation, of course.
Yeah.
If you got a speed rusher, you got a guy that's going to duck under, you got somebody that's going to run straight into you. I think there's probably a little bit more faith in Jason, just because, I know it's unfortunate for me, but, oftentimes the rush, if all is equal, oftentimes they'll rush to that right side. And that's not because of Jason. That's because of the way the kicker usually rush from the same side as the kicker's foot.
You're saying they want no part of you, so they don't rush on your side.
Well,
that's what I heard.
I'm just really fortunate to get to play next to Connor Williams. He's the tight end there, and we work really well as a team. And it's just great that they trust me with the blind spot there.
Backtrack.
Travis, you never know who's listening. By the way, shout out Miller Lite, the only beer of the Cowboys and Dr. Pepper. Hey, John Madden here, looking at making Travis part of the 100 Club.
Ooh!
That text just came in on the AutoFlex leasing fan text.
How about that?
877-881-1053. No doubt John Madden listening on the radio.com app. Anything you want to say to Mr. Madden?
I really appreciate that. I'm not exactly sure what the 100 Club is.
It means a 100 rating. You know, like when you got home last night, you had that hour and a half before you fell asleep and you got on to see if they had updated the ratings yet.
You think that John Madden is doing the ratings
yes.
for Madden.
It's a lot like the Mile High Club, but it's for you guys.
Did you hear that, though? Travis laughed that we thought Madden was. He goes, you guys don't understand. I know who does the ratings. I've reached out to him, and it's not Madden himself.
Come on, guys. It's somebody that works for him. It's Hal Johnson. He's been doing doing it for 3 years, but I'm completely unfamiliar with this.
You know, I really do appreciate that, you know, for Mr. Madden listening in to the radio show. It's an unbelievable compliment to you guys that he would be, you know, paying attention to what you guys have to say. So.
Hey, were you surprised, honestly, like if I were to ask you this, pull you aside on Thursday afternoon, were you surprised that Tyron and Lyle were able to go?
I was not. Just seeing the way that those guys attack rehab and really do their best to get back in there, I could tell early on in the week that they wanted to be in there and they were going to do everything possible to be out there and playing with us. So, you know, it's a testament to how hard that they work and obviously how awesome our training staff is to be able to get people back from injuries like that. Those are two tough injuries that could easily have lasted longer than that, and they were able to make it back.
You got any bye week plans?
And I am planning on, we're going to be here for a little bit. You know, we have some practices and meetings and things throughout the week. But at some point, you know, headed back up to Wisconsin and experiencing fall. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this before, but
no.
The leaves change colors. It's beautiful. It's a little bit cooler. Nice autumn breeze in the air. It smells of, you know, the harvesting of the corn and the beans in the fields. Yeah. It's just such a serene time in Wisconsin.
You're my favorite lumberjack. A lot of the players were commenting on the crowd. I thought it was really loud in there last night, but I haven't been to a game this season prior to that. Did you think the crowd was more into it last night than usual?
You know, we are really fortunate to have a great fan base. You know, people that really believe in us and care about what we're doing. And, you know, I think that was on display last night. It was loud. People were cheering at the appropriate times, you know, making it loud when our defense is out there and a little bit quieter when our offense is out there, and people being excited and invested in the game. So a big shout out to the fan base for showing up for us last night.
Well, Travis, congratulations, man. Anything you want to say to them Cowboy fans out there?
You know, keep sticking with us. You know, it's not always going to be pretty. We're not going to win every single game.
I'm sorry, Travis. Can you hold on one second?
Okay,
I'm sorry. We got a little developing situation here.
Oh, is this a breaking music bed?
Yes. Yeah. So what we'd like you to do is address the Cowboy fans. You can make it a pep talk if you'd like, but you just have to make it stretch to the Friday Night Lights music. Do you have it, Shippy? It's just more powerful this way. Go ahead, Travis.
Hey, Cowboys fans. It's just so great to have an opportunity to address you today. I'm lucky to be in the position that I am, and I'm so fortunate to have had the support of you guys last night. It was unbelievable to hear you guys talk and cheer for us. You know, I just encourage you, no matter what, to stick with us.
You can hear him talk.
It's not always going to be perfect. Yeah, you can hear him. Yeah, I heard you talking to Jerry on the sideline before, and your son was there too. It's great to see him. And You gotta be with us no matter what. Don't turn on us. We're gonna be there. We're gonna keep working for you, and hopefully we're gonna be able to take this thing to the playoffs and beyond. So,
stretch it out.
I really really can't thank you enough for everything that you do. But we really really need you to keep pushing it. Kinda let's redundant. Go. Let's bring it up.
Finish the fight.
Who?
What?
Keep going. Keep going.
Hit it.
And
here it is.
Just follow.
Yes!
Follow.
Yes.
Just follow. That's all we need. Just follow.
Man, Garrett's
going to
make up so many shirts and say, just follow on.
Wow.
We love
wow.
you.
Thank you so much.
Travis.
Ready to run through a wall.
Travis, every time we finish these interviews, we just can't even believe you agree to do them. Thank you so much. We love you. Congrats on a big W, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Wait, hold on, Travis. Got some good news. The fan is putting together some Just Follow bracelets that we're going to be handing out at Fanniversary.
Make sure you make them in the extra large size. They always are. They always squeeze on my wrist.
You're wearing them as a pinky yeah. thing. All right, love you.
All right, love you guys.
Are you contractually obligated to do next week's show, or is
I'm
that
not
off
sure.
Air?
We'll have to talk about that. You know, maybe we'll have to do an update from Wisconsin.
Or you could stay in town.
Oh, that's right.
You don't have to leave.
I don't know. It's bye weeks. I don't know if it's
we want to do whatever is easiest on you, sir. So if you want to take a week off from us, we totally understand that.
No,
but whatever
it sounds like you want to take a week off from
no,
me.
No, we want to keep this
that's
going.
That's what you tell your friends.
Every week during the off season, we want to keep it going. 52 weeks, baby.
That's a lot. let's talk about that later.
Hey, Travis, did you ever hear the stories of what the 90s Cowboys thought bye week meant?
No, I didn't.
Well, don't we'll get into that another time. Okay. Thank you, Travis. Love you.
Thanks, guys.
See ya. All right, there he goes.
Oh, he's the best.
He is. Oh, Here come the hashtags. Just follow. They're coming in on the Autoplex Leasing fan text.
He's the greatest.
See you, Travis.
Bye, Travis.
He's gone, Shippy.
What?
I thought he was still there, Ben. You go ahead. Well, because I thought he was still there because Shippy said something stupid.
Yeah, of course.
Shut up, Shippy.
God, what an ass.
God.
Bye, Travis.
Hi, Caitlin. Hi, Travis.
Hashtag just follow at TFrederick72.
Coming up, more content. Now here's about CONUS.
I don't want to go to break.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.